views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Ooh, and a great big hello and happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope you all had a great weekend. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I absolutely love starting the week speaking with guests that are here to help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you face as a parent, an educator, or caretaker so that you can guide kids to that place of happiness and well-being. So won't you stay with us for the next hour, because we have an amazing show lined up for you today that will absolutely raise your vibration and inspire you to carry out the light within your soul to make this world a better place, not only for yourself, but for our children as well. To learn more about me, your host, Julie Kay, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit my site, www.mindfocusgeneration.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and receive your free gift, my 30-day creation planner that will guide you and your kids in creating a life filled with well-being. And while you're there, you can even send me a message about any topic you'd like me to address on the show, because I really want to hear from you, because it's all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So let me know whatever you want to hear. Get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you, your kids, and the community. Well, for today, I am super, super excited, because my biggest passion is about revolutionizing the way we educate our kids. Revolutionizing our education model is something that I set out to do many years ago, and God has brought me the information we need through my guest today, author Jason Nelson, so that we can accomplish this together. And in a few minutes, you're going to totally feel the wisdom, love, and compassion that Jason Nelson has to offer. Today, Jason is going to be speaking with us about how to heal yourself and empower children. So let me tell you a little bit about Jason. Jason Nelson is a defining voice of soul-based living. For over a decade as a spiritual life coach and author, he has helped thousands of people through his international programs connect more deeply with their soul to heal, channel into it, and manifest their life purpose. His mission is to give people simple, grounded, practical tools to be applied in everyday life that provide tangible proof of our power to co-create our life and destiny. As a result, one opens to their fullest potential, exemplifying a new way of living, free, with peace, power, and purpose. Jason is the author of Age of the Soul, A New Way of Living from Your Soul, and his brand new book is Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. And this book offers spiritual solutions that inspire conscious parenting and healing your own inner child. And let me tell you, it is the most inspiring book on parenting and children that I've read. So to learn more about this book and purchase your copy, please visit www.jasonnelson.info. Jason, thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to start out by asking my guests what your definition of teaching from the heart is, and also if you can make that connection of what you mean by soul-based living.
Sure, sure. Yeah, teaching from the heart, heart-centered teaching. I'll just say it might be synonymous with teaching from the soul, soul-based teaching. And soul-based living is living from our natural existence, the way that we are truly meant to live, from love, acceptance, learning, observing, intuition, you know, expansion, empowering, versus, you know, confusion, blaming, proving, judging, reacting, these other qualities that many of us experience. And so, you know, that heart's connected with the soul. Some say it's a doorway to the soul. And when we really breathe in and connect with that heart, I think we're connecting with our own soul.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So this book is so amazing. And one of the questions that I have, and I'm sure the people listening that are really interested in this book, is how did you receive this information from God that people will read in this book?
Sure, it's a very interesting process that really anybody can use. We're all connected to a spiritual higher power, higher guidance or intelligence that's guiding and shaping our lives, even for those of us that aren't consciously aware of it. And so what happened with me, with the way that I communicate these books, is I became consciously aware of it and started to use it more directly, you might say. On the night of my 25th birthday, I was given a journal on my birthday by a friend, and it was a very powerful night for me because it's when the divine first came to me, spoke to me loudly and clearly. And up until that point, I know that I was guided by God, by the spiritual guiding force in my life. At that time, I just knew it as God. But I didn't have a direct, tangible, like a voice, you know, a direct, tangible knowing that this voice and this presence is speaking to me. And I'm lying in bed, and I'm thinking of what to write in this new journal I've been given for my birthday, and all of a sudden this presence fills a room, fills me. The light in the room gets stronger and brighter. The physical light is like something out of a movie. It was amazing. And then the voice begins echoing in my mind. And it gave me my purpose and where I'd be going. And it was my first experience for those 2 hours that night with direct channeling or direct voice channeling or direct communication with a spiritual guiding force in my life. That time I knew as God. And the voice came to me and the presence came to me every night for 2 weeks and continued giving me my purpose where I'd be going in my life, universal lessons, prophecy about the world, and it's all come true so far. And then at the end of 2005, I was told by this presence, which guides me in my major decisions and my day-to-day life, I was told that I'd be now writing a series of books, 7 to start with. And the first was to be called Age of the Soul. And we were to begin immediately, and I said, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? I'm not an author. I, quite honestly, English and history were my least favorite subjects, so I didn't know grammar, punctuation, didn't even know where commas go. And I said, I'm supposed to write this book, and I was told in so many words, you're not going to write the book. I am. And the process that you're going to use is you sit down, you put your hands on the keyboard, my laptop in this case, and let me come in and I'll do the writing. And I did. And it's such a easy and profound experience of writing, unlike anything I've ever had, where I just simply put my hands on the keyboard, I feel the presence come into me, and I get a word or two and start typing, and then the next words come, the next words come. And then I become one with it. And then I'm just typing as fast as I can until my fingers get tired, and I rest and I type some more. And I had a book in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, while I'm reading this book, I can actually feel the divine presence coming through and the words. And, you know, a lot of people, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break, a lot of parents want this connection. They live such busy, hectic lives. They want to be able to be divinely guided through spirit so that they can not only live more authentic lives for themselves, but to really empower their children and make things better for their children. So when we come back, I really want to hear what you have to say about how people can do this for themselves, because I think in this year of 2012, a lot more people are starting to awaken to the fact that things are out of alignment, and I really want to reach for help from the angelic realm, from God, but I just don't know how to do it because I'm in this trap, they feel, of living these busy, hectic lives. So let's talk about that when we get back from this break. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and my guest today is author Jason Nelson, who's talking with us about his amazing book, Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Jason. So, Jason, can you give the audience your contact information?
Sure. You can visit my website at jasonnelson.info. I have a free 13 chakra grounding and healing meditation that you can get on there for signing up.
Awesome. Awesome. Everyone go check it out. You will not be disappointed with Jason's work and his books. It's really, really inspiring. So one of the things I was mentioning before we left for break were all the parents and families that I'm hearing from saying, you know, I know I need to shift my life and move in a different direction, but I'm just so busy. Everything's hectic. I'm struggling. I can't even take care of myself. How can I empower my kids and heal my kids during this time?
Sure, that's completely understandable. And I have clients all the time that speak almost those exact words. I've got three kids. You know, we're running around trying to get them ready and out the door. I'm late. They're late. You know, how do I empower my kids and also myself? Maybe more importantly, so I can be that patient, grounded role model. And I think the key here is your best is good enough. Your children's best is good enough. So just start where you are, which is the moment, being present with the moment. And it's in the middle of the chaos and the hecticness that we can become ungrounded, unpresent. The breath really helps us to ground and become present. The breath's your friend. And the breath is there always, every moment of your life, through the challenging times, through the inspirational times. And so we can use the breath, and I encourage you to use the breath, meaning you just focus on it. And when we bring our attention to something and focus on it as rhythmic as our own breath, it does something for us. It calms our body. It relaxes the mind. It releases emotion. And every metaphysical and most normal, you know, physical approaches to well-being, you know, traditional and alternative, they use the breath for grounding, centering, and calming. And it allows us to get into that soul-based space. If we can just entertain one soul-based quality a day and be with that and breathe with that and just observe ourselves related to that quality. And in my book, I have a whole list of soul-based qualities and their antithesis, the ego-based quality. So when we feel ourselves or witness ourselves starting to come from that ego-based aspect of ourselves sometimes, and we can take a breath, we can ground center and move it over into the soul-based quality. I'll give you some examples. So, you know, we'd move from blaming to listening, from feeling like the victim to feeling free, contraction to expansion, disempowering to empowering, outer validation to inner validation, rejecting to accepting, pushing to embracing, impatient to patience, judging to observing. And these are just some of the qualities, but as we notice ourselves coming from the judging, the reacting, we take a breath, we get in touch with our body, we release, we relax, we let go, we surrender to the moment, then we can step into the true experience that we're meant to live from, which would be observing, learning, versus the judging, reacting. And we just do that as much as we can. How we can apply that with our kids is that when they see us role modeling these qualities and taking the time to be present, then they begin doing it too.
You know, I absolutely love that. And from the teaching approach, whether, you know, you're guiding your kids as a parent or you're a teacher, the part of observing and listening is so important because kids, they're intuitive and they know. And I was at the high school level, but kids, even the kids that were considered by and judged by the dean's office, and they were always in trouble. For me, as a teacher, those kids were very present with me because I just observed and I listened to them, and I took away any judgment. And because they felt that, they were able to communicate whatever their needs were. And, you know, I really feel like it could be so much easier than we're making it when we step out of, you know, judgment and ego-based living and really live amongst the qualities that you present in your book and the five accomplishments to becoming one with your soul. So can you talk about that and give us some examples?
Yeah, I could talk about the five accomplishments. When you were just sharing, what came to me was, this is a very important concept called the mirror metaphor. And oftentimes, we don't want to even listen to ourselves. We ignore our physical, our body indicators, what's going on in our body. We ignore our emotions. We kind of just don't want to even deal with ourselves. And so that is mirrored and projected in how we don't really want to listen to children and deal with them. And it's unconscious most of the time, but it's more important for us to get our point across to kids and get them to do what we want them to do and fall in line with that than to actually hear what's on their heart, mind, and soul. And so we can better assist them. So this mirror metaphor, it's very purposeful that as a parent, caretaker, teacher, citizen of the planet, whether it's with children or with adults, when we notice a discomfort within ourselves regarding another human being, it's very, very helpful for us to just pause, take a breath, and get in touch with that discomfort and where it may be related to or coming from within ourselves, instead of, you know, just that knee-jerk response of wanting to blame another person.
Right, yeah. And can you talk about intuitive communication and how we could do this with kids and why it's so important?
Yeah, sure. You mentioned that before the break about, you know, parents wanting to be divinely guided by the Spirit to make things better for themselves and their children. And as I mentioned in the beginning, the spiritual guidance, whether you call it spirit, guides, deceased, loved ones, angels, God, Almighty, Jesus, Buddha, whatever the name may be for this higher spiritual power, intelligence, it's with every person, everywhere, in every moment of their lives. And so it's already here. It's already working for us, with us. So then what we can do to enhance what's already happening is to just make a simple conscious connection that it is happening and that I want to deepen my experience with it, communication, interaction, so that I can receive guidance with my, you know, child rearing and my own life, health, well-being, success for my kids and myself and my partner. And it's very, very practical. So a way that you can do it is, we already talked about the breath. So I have a three-step process that uses the breath. It's very simple, works for everybody. And it's breathe, release, imagine. So if there's something that you want to get some guidance on, whether it's what's the best meal for lunch, what is, you know, if you're single parent or single and, you know, you're in the dating circuit and you're wanting to draw on that perfect match, and you can use it for that, intuiting whether this is the right person and why, or whether they're not the right person and why. It's very practical. Career, you name it, you can apply it there. You start with breath. So you just take a deep breath in, and you imagine yourself with that breath connecting to your innermost self. And then when you breathe out, you release, and you imagine yourself releasing all thoughts, emotions, and tension in the body. And you use as many passes as it takes for you with breathing and releasing to feel more calm and centered. Once you do feel more calm and centered, maybe it's not, you know, complete 110% calm and centeredness, but just more so. And once you feel more calm and centered than you imagine. And it's as simple as saying, if I was to imagine whether I'm to, you know, the best thing for my body or my child's body is for me to, you know, create spaghetti for dinner or a hamburger, what would I imagine that to be? And you just let yourself imagine. And then you'll imagine an answer, and you can trust that answer because you've used the clearing, and then you use the imagination aspect of your mind. And the part of our mind that imagines is the same part of our mind that accesses every spiritual power we have, including intuition. When we're younger, we're taught to close the imagination down and not trust it. Now that we are grown-ups, we can look to children as role models for reopening our imagination and that inner child viewpoint on life. And that helps us to also connect with our intuition, spirit guidance, healing, manifesting.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And I know that kids so easily fall into the role of imagining when we as teachers and parents guide them to it. And it blows me away all the time what they're able to create just by getting into that space, by grounding themselves, breathing, imagining. So when we come back, I really want to talk about the new education model and what it's going to do for parents, teachers, the community, and for our kids. So stay right here. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and we'll be back with author Jason Nelson. Stay tuned.
Of free payments and register to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is giving you 6 months payment-free during the month of December and giving you a chance to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease. Check out these deals. A new Ford F-150 for $269 per month, a new Mazda 3 for $129 per month, a new Hyundai Sonata for $129 per month, or a Volkswagen Jetta $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from, and America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And a free iPad when you buy one of their pre-owned vehicles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. That's no payments for 6 months, and register to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease. The drawing is Saturday, December 29th at 3 p.m. Must be present to win. Details at centralautogroupct.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Maximum monthly payment, $300.
Central Auto Group.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships with our huge Black Friday and More sales event going on now at Bob Valenti Auto Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, home of Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. Discounts and savings up to $10,000. 0% finance for up to 72 months. 1,000 vehicles available. New vehicle payments at $189 a month. Sign, then drive with no money down. Commercial buyers buy a new Ford Super Duty and receive a Fisher 8-foot plow at no charge to you. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, campers, anything. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. 1 hour delivery. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. And remember, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. Always get the Valenti value, trust, integrity, and enjoyable experience with 86 years in business. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you and just smile.
Great deals on American wheels.
Bob Valenti's Auto Mall.
You'll find it all. Bob Valenti's Auto Mall.
Just $29 a week and no money down. Get your next car exclusively at Michael Kia in Groton. Michael Kia's end of model year clearance is in progress. New Kias, used cars, trucks, and SUVs from just $29 a week and no money down.
Attention members of the military.
Get guaranteed financing. Even new recruits get approved. Just bring your LES and $500 down. You'll drive away in a new car at Michael Kia. See the award-winning Kia lineup, like the new Kia Sorento four-wheel drive. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back and another $1,250 cash back if you drive a Kia or competitor's vehicle. Plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. guaranteed a boot. Get pre-approved over the phone. 449-1242. Michael Kia, Route 12 in Groton, a mile south of the sub base, where we support the troops.
On the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and this is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I have my amazing guest, author and spiritual life coach, Jason Nelson, talking about how we can heal ourselves and empower our children. And in reading the book, I absolutely love the part of the book, Jason, where you wrote about how we are in a revolution. You know, that really stirs something up within me, just like the passion for revolution in education. I get so excited about that because I really resonate with the changes that I foresee. And I'm committed to this through my own show, my business, and of course, because there's no separation with any of these, all the actions I take within my life are about this. And I'd like if you could give us some words for those of us as parents and educators that know that the current model of education is clearly unhealthy for our children's development, and you know why that is and how they can make a difference now.
Sure, the education revolution. Yeah, education is a key aspect of our society, maybe the most important next to just basic guidelines and laws that, you know, support loving each other and accepting each other and you know, not mortally harming each other. But kids are in school 12 years, K through 12, just to start, before they go off to college. And so a great portion of their life is spent in the classroom. Huge portion, right? As much as sleeping. And as much as their sleep, it's, you know, maybe a third of their lives, give or take. So it's a big portion of our lives as children in the classroom. What happens in the classroom? What happens at school? You know, some parents are clued into that, but other parents aren't. You know, they drop their child off at school and kiss them goodbye, and then they see them when they get home from work or pick them up after school, and that's it. You know, help them with homework maybe, but they don't really know what's going on while their child's at school. And any time that our child is with another human being that is supervising them, they're acting on behalf of you, the parent. And we don't think about that often or at all. But it's the truth. So the child's in the classroom with the teachers. It's child's being watched by the, you know, yard duties and, you know, earlier elementary schools. And just being monitored by the staff. And what is the consciousness of the school, the consciousness of the staff? What are their approaches to educating and guiding children and disciplining? Very important to understand that as a parent who is wanting to raise who wants to raise their child in a very conscious and spiritual, soul-connected way. And there's many moving parts to this. Where do we begin?
<There's>, I know, right?
You know, there's the approach to teaching. There's the material that's taught. There's the philosophy of the school itself, how children interact with one another, what is allowed to happen in those interactions, and the type of discipline that takes place. Let's just start with competition. That's a really huge subject. You were talking on the break, and you know, you've had a lot of experience with this, Julie, and in the book, it talks about we can have a new way of approaching competition consciousness. One is more from the ego, and that is competition consciousness, where we want to see the other person do less than us. We want to essentially push them down so that we are higher. You know, if there can only be one number one person in the whole class, then, and I want it to be me, then I have to think that everybody else should be lower than me. And so this competition consciousness, this unnatural form of it, it's truly, if we look at the broader perspectives, what causes wars and conflicts between nations, right?
Right.
And conflict in our families and conflict in the classroom and at school. And so the natural version of competition is where there's equal rewards and learning. So not so much punishment where you're bad or you did something wrong, but that, you know, let's all work together as a group, as one unified entity, meaning the student body or the students in the class or the whole school, to help lift everybody up. And let's give rewards across the board so that everybody wants to lift everybody up to achieve more, achieve higher. And I think that this is, it's new, it's starting to seep its way into schools, consciousness and philosophy, this new form of competition. But we still have a long ways to go with it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think people are starting to realize the effects that competition has on our kids. And I know I remember being a high school student and getting my SAT scores. And I always considered myself a rather intelligent kid, but I bombed my SATs and I let that define me for so many years. And when I became a teacher, I saw how damaging grades and our expectations, you know, of what we expect our kids to perform as. And at the high school level, I saw so many of these kids with such talent, and it may not have been test-taking abilities, but they had other talents, as we all do. But because of the ramifications of that test score, so many of them decided that that was equated to their worth, their value. And what did they do? They would take drugs, engage in behaviors that were self-sabotaging. And what I would like to see in education is really the cooperation where we complement each other's skills and really uplift one another, like you were saying. And what can teachers do when they see kids that aren't necessarily analytical and test takers? How can we bring out the best in those kids so that we encourage them to feel self-love and boost their self-esteem?
Well, I've found that kids learn in different ways, and each personality of each child is different and communicates differently, receives and shares information differently. So right now, the model is basically geared towards intellectual processing, which I call the hearing quality. In the book, it talks about hearing, feeling, seeing, knowing, mm-hmm. as our four intuitive qualities. But hearing, feeling, seeing, knowing, these four intuitive qualities that make up our intuitive personality also make up our physical personality. And so we are expecting kids to use the intellect or the hearing quality to process information and remember, to read, to write. But what about having a different experience with it, such as the feeling quality? The feeling quality, emotion, the feelings, that is, it's not really explored in schools. And, you know, we could go really far with that. And then there's the seeing quality, visual stimuli and learning. There's schools that are doing it out there, that are playing with it, dabbling with it, some more than others. Alternative schools like, you know, Waldorf and Montessori and you know, other private schools. But we haven't really brought this type of learning experience for kids where they're treated as an individual and not thrown into a batch as one, you know, that they're all expected to learn the same way. And I think that's what we need to do here, is treat the child as an individual. And teachers might say, well, I can't do that. I've got 40 kids in my class. You know, how do I treat the child as an individual and address their needs specifically? Well, that's probably heart of the revolution is revolutionizing the way that we have 40 kids to one teacher.
Right.
You can't possibly give each child that individual attention they deserve and require with that type of teacher-student ratio. So that's something we can change right off the bat as you know, the executives of a school or school system. But something the teacher can use right now is just bringing more presence when you do communicate, when you do give individual time, when a child does raise their hand. You know, often it's just like, okay, what's the answer? Yep or nope. You're right or you're wrong. If we can step out of right and wrong consciousness, mentality, philosophy, and just simply step into, okay, great answer, and it's like adding to, you know.
Right.
A lot of answers are subjective.
Mm-hmm.
There's objective answers, too, where it's just a true or a false. But even in those cases, we don't have to make the child feel like they're wrong.
Right.
And even go as far as to embarrass them.
Yeah, so, you know, honoring their perspective goes a long way in building their self-confidence. And, you know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about soul-based discipline, because this is something a lot of educators and parents struggle with when they believe that their kids are moving in the wrong direction. Well, how do you correct that behavior? And I think with soul-based discipline, teachers can find and parents can find the answers within that. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You'll listen to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I want to let listeners know how you can get in touch with me to schedule a session, inquire about my work, and to tell me about whatever it is that you would like to hear me address on this show. And the easiest way to do that is by emailing me, julie@mindfocusgeneration.com, or you could also go to my website, www.mindfocusgeneration.com, sign up for my newsletter and your free gift, and you can also listen to past shows all for free. So we're wrapping up our show with Jason Nelson. Jason, before we get into soul-based discipline, can you tell our listeners again how to contact you and receive the free gift that you have for them?
Sure. You can go to my website, jasonnelson.info, jasonnelson.info, and sign up and download my 13 chakra grounding and healing meditation. And if you're interested in coaching, I'd be happy to speak with you. My email's info@jasonnelson.info.
Great, great. So before the break, we were talking about soul-based discipline, which is discipline by teaching and not punishment. So can you share a little bit more about what that is?
Sure. Yeah. Who wants to be punished? I don't want to be punished. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I did something wrong or less than what I should have done. I want to be inspired. I want to be lifted up. And we're talking about soul-based discipline when it comes to children, but also when it comes to other adults, right? Reprimanding our partner, our significant other, as an employer, our employees, and especially to our children. So it's something that's applicable everywhere, and nobody wants to feel rejected. In fact, we all want to be loved, and at the heart of hearts, the deepest part of us wants to love. So soul-based discipline really speaks to our nature of soul-based living, which is to love and accept versus judge and react. When it comes to children in the classroom, I think that kids probably get enough criticism at home. I know that every parent is doing brilliant, the absolute best that you can do, and that is good enough. That is good enough. But we're hard on ourselves, and we're also hard on our kids. It's just true. So in the classroom, teachers can create a safe sanctuary for children, at least in their classroom, where the child comes and feels safe to be themselves and that they can do no wrong.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, you'll find when you open up to a child and just smile at them and tell them, hey, I appreciate you. I'm happy you're in my class, and really take a genuine interest in them. They feel that connection. And to me, that's teaching from the heart because they're in your classroom for a reason. They were brought there for a reason. And when you acknowledge them, when you see them and say, hello, I appreciate you, they're going to go out of their way to make your day better. And I always found that. And I believe it's a lot easier than we make it out to be. And like you said, as people, parents, teachers, we judge ourselves so much. You know, am I doing a good enough job? My kids doing a good enough job? And, you know, when our kids are doing something that we see that might be detrimental to their well-being, how do we correct that and move them into a place where they're more aligned to well-being for themselves?
Well, first of all, children do what children do for a very, very good reason. And sometimes as adults, we just go, what the heck's that kid's problem? You know, or that's not my kid. You know?
Right, right.
But the truth is they do what they do for a good. There is a reason for everything every person does, especially children. So if a child is misbehaving, and maybe it's just one child in the whole class that's misbehaving, that child's doing it for, there is a reason for it. And our job as soul-based disciplinarians is to do our best to understand that reason and to help the children feel safe and accepted no matter what they've done. No matter what they've done, that's unconditional love, which is unconditional acceptance. And, you know, this is the foundation of everything for soul-based living and heart-centered living. Very, very important. If we can just do that, that is going to transform the child. And it may not be the first class meeting or the first month, but by creating that sacred, loving, accepting space through the whole school year, it's going to transform that child. Now, you know, a teacher might be saying, what about if they're disrupting the class? I can't just love, and then they, you know, they act out and disrupt the whole class and we can't get on with our class. Well, there's a balance there too. But we can guide a child in a loving way. Take a breath. If you feel yourself react, if you feel yourself getting angry at the child, you know, even hating the child, wishing the child wasn't there, if you feel yourself coming from this place, which it would be normal for, mm-hmm. for teachers and parents to do that, take a breath and try to step back into the observer neutral space where no matter what the child's doing, you can speak from a neutral, loving place. That is the cornerstone of soul-based discipline, is instead of disciplining from a reactive space, disciplining from a loving, neutral space. That will make the biggest difference, just doing that.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I found so much where if a kid was being disruptive, they have so much energy. They're so much more energy than matter, you know, and they have this energy running through them. And let's face it, they're sitting for the most part in these classrooms all day. They have a small period of recess. So a lot of times they have this energy that's going on and it just needs to be released. So if I found a kid was being disruptive, if I would just stop and say, you know, do you need to go take a walk, go to the bathroom for a couple minutes, you know, and they come back and then they would be a lot more grounded and you know, that would solve the issue right there. Because, like mm-hmm. you said, there's a need that's not being met. And mm-hmm. then the teacher could go on with their lesson.
Yeah, and you might say, well, I'm just noticing, I'm observing, and yes, you are. But also, Julie, you're choosing, consciously choosing to be intuitively aware of the children and their needs and speaking to that. You're sensing that there's that unsettledness and you're intuiting that it may help the child to go for a walk. And everybody's intuitive and everybody can be sensitive and aware. It's just choosing to be so. And once you do and you start communicating in this way with your children, supporting them in this way like you do, Julie, it's going to make all the difference in creating peace and harmony in the classroom.
Jason, thank you so much. I just love your book. I love the work that you're doing. It means so much to me, and I know it does to everyone listening today. There's so much to talk about. I definitely want to have you back on. So thanks again for being here. And everyone, please go to Jason's site, check out his special offer, the meditation, check out his book. I really think that you're going to find a lot of things in there that will help you and your kids. So Jason, would you come back on the show?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. All right, everybody. I had such a great time today. Make sure you tune in every week at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Next week on Teaching from the Heart, I'm going to have author Michael Eisen, who's going to speak to us about empowering youth. Have a great week, everyone. See you back here next week.
been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.